我已经跟演员办工作了33年了。
The Actors Gang was started in 1981.
1981年开始建立了。
Before I started to work in show business.
所以其实我进入电影的行业之前，我已经开始做戏剧。
And in fact, I never really, my dream wasn't ever to be in the movies. My dream was to be a theater director.
所以其实我的梦想并不是做电影明星，我的梦想从开始就是做戏剧导演。
So what the movies provided was income for me to finance theater.
所以其实电影的作用就是有一点盈利，为了制作我最爱好的戏剧。
And so it's been my longest relationship.
所以其实我最长久的爱情的关系就是跟戏剧这个爱情。
Much more faithful to me than Hollywood.
其实他对我的反馈的爱比好莱坞还真诚。
It is a true love. I do love being involved in good cinema. The rare thing that I have with the Actors Gang is the ability to pursue my own passion and my own vision, which I can do with film, but absent of $10 million. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 他说确实当然电影也是我的一个爱人之一但是区别在哪呢在戏剧我能追求我的梦想但是预算没那么大的挑战当然电影也能追求我的梦想但是可能需要的制作方面的预算更困难所以说各有千秋但是戏剧的能实现我的梦想可能更简单一些
Well, it's a playThat ends with a blessing for all of the unborn, all of the children that will be conceived by couples that are watching the play tonight.
所以首先，这部戏的结尾是一句祝福的话，就是今天晚上所有来到的观众。还没生的孩子，希望祝福他们。
I don't know of any other play in the English language that does that.
他不知道在所有的英文的话剧系统当中，有没有任何其他的话剧也有这么一个对观众的祝福。
It's also a play that presents the world in disorder environmentally.
这部戏也是表现我们现在的世界的各种各样的问题，包括环保的问题。
So there's beautiful themes in it, but aside from that, it's really funny too.
所以当然这部戏有很美好的一些主题，包括爱，但是除了这个之外，这部戏特别特别幽默，很逗。
And when was the last time you saw the Queen of the Fairies make love to an Donkey.
然后你什么时候看过公主跟一个动物谈恋爱
？That's pure comedy right there.
这个太幽默了。
We just actually last week faced a very big challenge. We did 3 shows in Los Angeles before we came here, and we realized that there was one change.That we needed about 2 minutes, and so for people to change clothes, because we had added clothes at the last minute.
So, 一个挑战，他说，他们来北京之前，因为他们刚到了前几天到，他们来了的前三天在洛杉矶演了三场演出，为了热起来他们的国际巡演。然后一直到演出的那天，他们不断的在创造，不断的在加新的东西。马上要演出，他们就发现，因为加了更多服装，他们需要多了时间演员换服装。
So we had to create a 2 minute dream.
所以他们要加了2分钟的一个梦想，就是这一个 加了一个环节，之前没有了，就是马上要演出，又要突然要加两分钟的一个部分在戏。
I'm working with the great thing about this company is that you can say, hey, we have a problem. We need to, I don't know, do a dream for 2 minutes. Can you do that? And all of a sudden it happens, you know?
他说这个团队的最牛最棒的方面是你真的可以让你的想象力打开，比如快到演出你就跟他们说，哎，我们要加两分钟的一个梦想，你们能不能创意，他们就说没问题，好，我们一起创造，一起创意。
Of course there's the challenges of the language and the pace and the making sure that the physicality is frantic but safe. Those are all difficult things.
这部戏的一些其他的挑战，当然莎士比亚的语言，包括他们要加，就是这个速度和节奏必须够快，但是不要快到观众跟不上，而且他们肢体语言也要很快，但是要安全，这些都是这部戏带来的挑战。
I also find him amazing because, you know, when we've done the play in the past, there's been lines where actors have said the lines and it seems to make sense, but in fact they didn't really know what they were saying. And that's what's great is that it can have one level of truth and then this entirely different other level that you discover. It's like you have to polish it in order to really get to what he was writing.
他说莎士比亚的一个很伟大的一方面，比如之前他们演过一个演员会说一句话，观众会反应很好，但是那个演员不一定是完全看懂听懂他在说的话，因为莎士比亚很深，他发现这个就表达莎士比亚那么多层次的意义，他有他的表面上的意义，他有他更深刻的意义，可能一个演员。
罗宾斯您好，我有两个小问题。第一个是您导演的这个《仲夏夜之梦》有什么特色？能否请您简单的介绍一下该剧的亮点和特色？再一个是能否请您分享一下这个排练过程中的一些有趣的小故事
？Okay, so her two questions. One, and I think this is for you guys too. They want a couple funny stories about the rehearsal process. A little background, and then the other is if you could talk about sort of if you had to summarize the unique characteristic of this production, what would that be?
Okay,
先说好玩的故事。太多了。
We have fun.
哎呦，我们玩的太开心了。
We work.Hard,
但是我们还是工作特别特别努力。
But we have fun.
但是还是玩。
And then we usually after rehearsal, we celebrate.
然后排练完了庆祝。
In some way.
Okay.
but it's a combination of a really rigid discipline, a very strong work ethic.And the knowledge that in order for that to create theater, you have to bring a tremendous amount of joy to the work.
所以他说，我们的工作方式的特点是什么？首先，工作特别特别努力，特别投入的工作。但是如果你只这样投入努力工作，那都太辛苦了，你创造的东西没有亮点，所以在这个努力辛苦的工作，你必须加上一种热爱，一种愉快，才能真正的活起来。他说有一些秘密不要露出来，有一些有趣的故事在排练的过程当中发生，他们就融入到戏里面，但是现在露，所以必须来看演出才知道。
You have to come see the show for the 3D glasses. But,
incriminate somebody, come on.
I'm just going to incriminate myself.
The show is incredibly physical, and we all get really sweaty.
他说这部戏的肢体动作特别特别活力，而且所以他们出了很多很多汗。
I'm probably the sweatiest guy.
我这位先生 Will 可能出了最多的汗。
And sometimes when I come into contact with other actors, I leave sweat stains on them.
所以有的时候我接触到别的演员，我会流眼儿，因为我的汗那么湿，他们的服装也变湿了。
But that's how close we are. But during the shows in Los Angeles, in the second act, after I had a good sweat going, Tim looked at me and said to our stage manager, "Why is Will wearing a black shirt?" But it was my brown shirt that I just completely sweated through, and it changed colors.
所以在洛杉矶的有一天，他们在排练下半场，所以已经演了很长时间。下半场他已经出了很多汗，他的服装是一个浅棕色的 T 恤。然后在排练当中，他在看他们排练，他就看副导演，他说：“为什么这个演员换了一个黑色的 T 恤呢？”其实并不没有换衣服，他就是因为出了那么多汗，他整个的 T 恤就湿了，变黑色了。
好的，好的，谢谢这么欢乐愉快的小故事啊。
We have one more. 可以有时间吗
？It's more of a concept actually than a specific story. But our fearless leader Tim is very very funny.But it's somewhat intimidating sometimes too. So I'm kind of a jokester, and I think a lot of times in rehearsal, one of my goals is to get Tim to say no, and to just embrace that.
Oh. So 他说他的故事是，他当然蒂姆罗宾斯导演特别特别幽默，但是他也是也很厉害，所以有的时候演员感觉有点害怕。他说我Bob 也很逗很幽默，所以我最爱玩的游戏是让 Tim 说 no。
And 9 times out of 10 the response is usually are you serious? Like, you gotta be kidding. But maybe 1 in 10 makes it through the hole in the wall and we get some new kind of crazy thing. But yeah, that's part of our company that's exciting. We just get to throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Do you have a specific one?
I don't want to give anything away, but there's one in the show. You have to come see the show, and there's one towards the end of the show that is exactly that. Yeah.
So their 的一个理念就是必须说 yes, 必须同意你创意什么你可以融入进去。但是所以他一直要说我们到那么极限的地步，就让他说哦这个不行，因为他们的那个理念，他们的态度是你必须 OK, 什么都可以，你当然要。挑换不是什么都可以，但是要培养这种创造的能力，要说 yes。所以他的挑战说到什么地步他才会说 no。所以他说基本上很少他说 no， 但是在演出当中有一个他说 yes， 他认为他肯定会100%说 no， 但是结果他说 yes， 所以你可以来看演出猜一猜，那个是融入进去了。
Without giving anything away, the idea that I'm referring to, we were enjoying ourselves.One night after we did the show last summer, and this idea came up late at night after you know a couple of after having fun, and we completely forgot about it and remembered it again in this rehearsal process, and it's now in the show, and it's hilarious.
然后他也说了，就是他们除了排练很辛苦之外，然后每个星期天有他们工作坊，为了练习不同的工作方法。他们还会排练完了去吃喝玩乐，然后有一次他们吃喝玩乐喝了到比较晚，他们想了一些特别逗的东西，但是后来就忘了，因为他们认为算了，我们就在开玩笑而已。但是又过了几个月开始复排，他们突然想起来，哎，我们那天玩想起来这个想法要不要用吧，然后确实融进去，然后他们不要说了，因为是一个秘密，但是你来看演出你可以猜出来他们把什么融进去了。
Rigid discipline and hard work, you earn the right to be really silly.
There's got to be a Chinese four character idiom for this, but 通过最辛苦努力的下手工作，你还得到一个可以就是玩得特别开心，就是通过工作才能得到开心。